Bible reading number 321, Romans 1, verses 16 through 32. The Good News. Paul wrote these words, "I am not ashamed of the good news, because it is God's power for saving anyone who believes it, Jews first, then non-Jews." The good news reveals the way that God makes people right. It begins and ends by faith. This is written, "The person who is right with God by faith will live forever." Habakkuk 2, verse 4. Sin will be punished. God's punishment is being revealed from heaven against all sin and ungodliness of people who use sin to hide the truth. What can be known about God is plain to them because God made it plain to them. Since the beginning of the world, the unseen qualities of God, His unseen eternal power and His divinity, could be clearly seen and understood from what God made. They have no excuse. Why? Because even though they knew about God, they didn't give God the glory that He should have. They weren't thankful either. Instead, their thinking became nonsense, and their foolish hearts became dark. They acted as if they were wise, but they became fools. They exchanged the glory of an undying God for something else, idols that looked like a human being, birds, animals with 4 feet, or reptiles. All these die. So God handed them over to the sinful desires of their hearts. They became sexually unclean, degrading their own bodies with one another. They exchanged God's truth for the lie. Instead of worshiping God, the Maker, they worshiped and served something which was made. God is praised forever. Amen. This is why God handed them over to immoral, unnatural urges. Even their females exchanged their natural sexual drives for unnatural ones. In the same way, males stopped feeling natural sexual drives for females and burned up in their lust for one another, males with males. They do what is shameful, but they must receive in themselves the consequences for their error. Also, since they didn't want to allow God to stay within their circle of knowledge, God handed them over to worthless thinking, to do things they should never do. They are filled with all kinds of wrong, with evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of jealousy, murder, fighting, deceit, malice, gossiping, slander, hatred for God, insults, pride, arrogance, and new ways to do evil. They don't even obey their parents. They always break promises. They are stupid and heartless. They show no pity for others. They know what God said is right, that people who practice such things deserve death, but they do them anyway, and they even encourage others who are practicing the same things.